USA. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO Medford, streaming nationwide on the TuneIn Radio app and as well as globally on WMFO.org.
Hey, this is Scruffy Wallace, Dropkick Murphys, and you're listening to WMFO Medford.
Dr. Lester Grinspoon, Associate Professor Emeritus of Psychiatry at the Harvard Medical School. Back in 1966, concerned that so many young people were harming themselves through the use of marijuana, I began to review the medical and scientific literature to help clarify the nature of this harmfulness. Much to my surprise, I discovered that it was a substance remarkably free of toxicity. In fact, it is far safer than any pharmaceutical or recreational drug. There is no record of a single overdose death from its recreational or medicinal use. Marijuana is one of the most studied substances. I believe that it is high time that this country reconsider its stance on cannabis.
Them legalize marijuana.
Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Continuing coverage of the coronavirus situation as it impacts professional sports and collegiate sports as well. We have extended coverage until 2 o'clock this afternoon, so keep it locked in here on the Shukri Wright Show for any developing news and developments as to any next steps that'll take place, especially as it pertains to Major League Baseball and the National Hockey League. We already know, for those that may not have heard by now, the NBA season has been suspended indefinitely as of last night. Once it was announced that Rudy Gobert of the Utah Jazz has been diagnosed with the coronavirus. So, as of right now, and this morning, one of his teammates, Donovan Mitchell, has been diagnosed with the coronavirus as well. So, the NBA suspending the season indefinitely, it was definitely the right move and whatnot. Now, there is a tweet that was tweeted out by Kevin Weeks, who is an analyst for the NHL Network. He had tweeted out 19 minutes ago, and I'm going to read this tweet to you live on the air, saying, quote, given that directive of directive to the officials, practices and pregame skates being canceled today, it seems like we are heading towards the inevitable with our NHL schedule. Health, safety of players, team personnel, event staff, and all fans are all paramount. End quote. That was from Kevin Weeks 20 minutes ago. And a quick note on Major League Baseball. Now, this was tweeted out by Jesse Doherty, who covers the Nationals for the Washington Post, the defending world champions, tweeted out 21 minutes ago a quote that was stated by Nationals ace and all-star pitcher Max Scherzer when asked about athletes in other sports contracting coronavirus. Scherzer said, quote, I think we'd be kind of naive to think that there is not one player in any of the camps, in any one of the camps across Major League Baseball right now that has not contracted it yet, unquote. So, get calling the show at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. And I gotta tell you, we're at a point now where there is no question in my mind that the NHL is leaning heavily towards suspending the season. Now, I'm reading on the news, I'm keeping up with all the information that's being passed along here and so forth, as I do my part to pass along the information on the air in regards to what are the next steps, what are the next moves that Major Baseball, even the National Hockey League, is going to do. Because at this point, and I mentioned this earlier in the show, that Major League Baseball is considering moving some of the games to alternate sites, but it's not out of a realm of possibility that MLB may suspend the start of the season. It's not. It's not at all. So as we continue on, I want to touch on a quick note on the Bruins. If in fact, wait a minute. It looks like, according to, we look like we may have breaking news actually. So, according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal, this is breaking news. The NHL is suspending its season indefinitely because of the coronavirus, the report says. So here we go. This is according to the Las Vegas Review-Journal. This is from a report that was sent out by Ben Goetz of the Las Vegas Review-Journal, saying that, quote, this was updated at 9:50 this morning. This is Vegas time, by the way. The NHL is suspending its season indefinitely because of coronavirus, report says. The league announces the decision Thursday. The New York Post is reporting a day after the NBA halted play because Utah Jazz center Rudy Gobert tested positive for the coronavirus. Now, the Golden Knights are in Minnesota on Thursday evening. They were scheduled to play the Minnesota Wild at 7. The Knights did not hold the scheduled 11:30 a.m. morning skate, which, by the way, I'm glad I ran into this piece here, because there was a massive memo sent to all of the teams, including the Boston Bruins, to not hold any morning skates, meetings, et cetera, et cetera, this morning. And it had everything to do with the meeting that's ongoing right now. So we're gonna see as to what's going on and so forth. If there's any other news that may have broke in regards to the NHL in terms of suspending its season indefinitely. So in terms of baseball, there was a tweet that was tweeted out by Brendan Cootie. He's a reporter for NJ.com in the Star Ledger covering the New York Yankees. And it's a photo of George M. Steinbrenner Field, the spring training facility of the New York Yankees. And he tweeted out, quote, "This is probably what Steinbrenner Field is going to look like for the foreseeable future." And it's a picture, and I'm going to describe the picture for those for the radio audience. This is basically empty. No one's on the field. No one's participating in spring training drills whatsoever. Nothing. Nothing at all. So this is just in now. This is just in for those that are listening, from Elliot Freeman of Hockey Night in Canada. So this is breaking news. So here we go. Waiting for official announcement, but word is that the NHL is planning for suspension of the season with hope to return. Obviously, no one knows how things could proceed at this time, but that is the goal. So there you have it. So there you have it, ladies and gentlemen. So right now there is a 99% chance that the NHL is in fact going to suspend the season. That has been confirmed by now two credible sources, the Las Vegas Review-Journal, and as well as Elliot Freeman of Sportsnet and Hockey Night in Canada. So we're going to continue to monitor the situation and the story as we continue on with the Shukri Wright Show, as we have extended coverage until 2 p.m. today. So keep it locked in right here for the latest news in regards to what's happening in terms of the league, in terms of what's happening next, and so forth. But that is something that everyone should know. And I'm sure that everybody is doing their part to keep themselves informed in terms of what's happening. But given that this has trickled into the sports world, there is absolutely no doubt in my mind that this has, in fact, become an even bigger story than what it already was. So we also have a tweet from James Myrtle. He's an editor-in-chief for The Athletic in Canada and also a columnist and analyst for TSN 1050 in Toronto. There is now rumor for a 2 p.m. announcement from the National Hockey League. I suspect the news may leak sooner in terms of official announcement. Keep that in mind. Official announcement could be breaking around 2 p.m. Expected to be termed temporary suspension of the season. So keep that locked here. 91.5 FM WMFO here in Medford, as I got you covered on this developing story. And we don't know as to what is going to happen next. But this is a situation in which that we could very possibly be talking about the first summertime games in terms of the Stanley Cup playoffs and Stanley Cup finals to be played in quite some time. Now, there's a little bit of historical context I want to add to that. Now, I mentioned about the possibility of being the first summertime NHL Stanley Cup final games to be played in quite some time. There has been two instances. There has been two instances, as far that I am aware of, that it has had happened. Number one, the 1995 Stanley Cup Finals comes to mind. The 1995 Stanley Cup Finals, I'm going to pull up the information here, in which that when we look at the dates in terms of when this series was played and so forth, remember, the 1994-1995 season for the NHL was a strike-shortened season. And that's something to keep in mind. So, here are the dates. Game 1 of the 1995 NHL Stanley Cup Final was played on June 17th, 1995. Game 2 was played on June 20th, 1995. Game 3 was played on June 22nd, 1995. In Game 4 of the 1995 Stanley Cup Final was played on June 24th, 1995. That is just to keep that in mind. Now, had it gone to a 7-game series between the New Jersey Devils and the Detroit Red Wings, that was the year that the Devils won their first Stanley Cup, we would be talking about potentially that the Stanley Cup Finals would have gone to literally to the end of June. So that's also to keep that in mind. Now, I want to pull up the dates for the 2013 Stanley Cup Finals, because also that was also a strike-shortened season as well. In terms of the amount of games played, and as well as the latest games ever played in NHL history. As we now know that right now, that there is a strong chance that the NHL will suspend its season indefinitely. And that news has been confirmed by two legitimate sources. By Elliot Freeman of Hockey Night in Canada, and as well as the reporter that I mentioned from The Athletic, who's also a hockey analyst on TSN 1050 out of Toronto. So that's something to keep in mind as we progress forward and so forth. So I'm curious to see as to what happens next, if in fact it does take place, what happens then? So these are the dates of the 2013 NHL Stanley Cup Final between the Blackhawks and the Boston Bruins. The first game was played on June 12th. Game 2 was played June 15th. Game 3 was played on June 17th. Game 4 was played on June 19th. Game 5 was played on June 22nd. And Game 6 was played, actually both Games 5 and 6 were played once the summer season had officially began. So we did, in fact, have summertime hockey in 1995 and in 2013, both as a result of the strike-shortened season. But Game 6 of the 2013 Stanley Cup Final was played also on June 24th. That's something to keep in mind as well. We have major breaking news just in to the WMFO studios. Major League Baseball expected to suspend baseball operations indefinitely later today. Wow. So, for those that are just tuning in, again, breaking news, Major League Baseball, this has been reported by ESPN. Major League Baseball expected to suspend baseball operations indefinitely. The announcement to come later today. So, Major League Baseball is going to suspend operation indefinitely, which means I'm 100% betting, and I'm sure and confident in saying that the start of the 2020 MLB season will not start on time. Opening day was scheduled to be March 26th. I have a hard time believing that honestly, that day is going to start at that time. I really do. That's number one. Number two, the NHL is talking about potentially suspending the season indefinitely as well. We're just waiting on official word on as to what is going to happen next. But I also want to point this out before I go on break. I said this at the beginning of the show, and it bears repeating. I'm no medical expert, and nor am I going to pretend to be one. It's pointless. It's useless. So I wanted to emphatically say that with the news that I broke within the last few minutes of the Major League Baseball season being indefinitely suspended for now in terms of its operations, this should not come as a shock. It really shouldn't. But I do know this, is that we are at a point now where the alarms are going off. And this has been some kind of day in sports. It really has. So keep it locked here on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford for further breaking and developing detail. As again, for those that are just tuned in live, yes, this is the Shukri Wright Show. This is live. We were on for an extended hour. We had breaking news that just broke within moments ago, confirmed by ESPN, that Major League Baseball will be indefinitely suspending its operation, and an official announcement will be coming later today. That news just broke within moments ago, confirmed by ESPN. So keep it locked in here for 91.5 FM WMFO. I'll be here with you until 2 o'clock to break any further news that may break along the way in terms of the NHL, because now at this point, it's the NHL that remains standing left. And we will get back to to any phone calls that may come in to the Shukri Wright Show. You can call in 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. And thanks to all of you who tuned in today to the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. This is Shukri Wright, yours truly. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Stay here. Don't change that dial. We got more coming up after this. Welcome back to the Shukri Wright Show. Special edition coverage of the developing situation in terms of the coronavirus as it impacts professional sports. This is Shukri Wright. You're listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. Touch free from radio streaming nationwide on the TuneIn radio app and as well as globally on WMFO.org. Thank you for tuning in to the Shukri Wright Show today. Wherever you may be, however you may be listening, thank you for making this show part of your afternoon. Much appreciated. We've been on the airwaves since 12 o'clock. Quite a bit of news have broken over the last hour and a half. We're expecting word from the National Hockey League. Word already broke before I went to break that Major League Baseball has indefinitely suspended operations for now, and that news has now have been confirmed by Fox Sports, by MLB on Fox. According to Ken Rosenthal, announcement expected shortly that Major League Baseball will be suspending operations indefinitely. So that news is in fact confirmed and whatnot. What is also confirmed is the phone lines are open. Call in at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. I'm open to discussing the situation as it pertains to professional sports and how it has impacted the sports world and so forth. We have a tweet that just came in from Emily Kaplan, who is an ESPN hockey reporter, who just tweeted out just a few minutes ago saying, quote, "The NHL is planning to suspend its season. Announcement coming soon. The league still hopes it can return at some point this spring, but obviously the situation is fluid," unquote. So basically, it's inevitable at this point. It's a matter of when the news officially breaks. And God willing, if in fact it breaks between now and 2 o'clock, I will carry that news and announcement here on the airwaves on 91.5 FM WMFO here in Medford. There's a lot to go back on what has transpired over the last hour and a half. I have talked about the impact of the NBA season being suspended indefinitely. That's one I've talked about. I don't recall mentioning this, but I'm going to mention this now. Major League Soccer has suspended its season indefinitely for 30 days. That news broke as well. Also, the NHL suspending its season. That's also still a very big one as well. College basketball. There's been a number of conference championship play tournaments for men's basketball that have been suspended over the last few hours. And we have breaking news. This is now confirmed. This is now confirmed from ESPN that, hold on one second. Here we go. So the NHL has officially been suspended indefinitely. That news has officially been broke by ESPN. So breaking news, this is now just coming into the WMFO studio, that the NHL season has been suspended indefinitely due to the coronavirus. That has been confirmed, and the news has broke via ESPN just moments ago. So this news is official. Sportsnet in Canada has officially confirmed the NHL has suspended its regular season due to concerns of the coronavirus. There you have it, ladies and gentlemen. The news has been confirmed. ESPN first broke the story. Sportsnet, within the last 30 seconds, has also broke the story as well in terms of the NHL suspending its season because of the coronavirus concerns. So, right now, there is no hockey, no NBA, no NHL, nothing for right now. That all has been confirmed. It's been suspended indefinitely. Your thoughts, as always, at 855-915-WMFO, 855-915-9636. This has been some afternoon. So for those that are just tuned in, the NHL season has been suspended indefinitely, and as well as the Major League Baseball operations have been suspended indefinitely. I mean, wow. I'm at a loss of words, honestly. Wow. So, this is something that, this is no shock. I had a hunch that this was coming. And everything that I have seen in terms of the news, the storyline, and so forth, we have hoped that the season will resume at some point. But this is no shocker at all. So pass the word around to everyone that you know that follows sports. The NHL season has been suspended indefinitely. Major League Baseball is suspending indefinitely its operations. We don't know when it will resume. But at this point in time, we're going to take it day by day. But we also do know this. There is news in terms of the PGA Tour as well. The PGA Tour has announced that the events will continue, but there will be no fans. And my heartfelt message to all of you who are listening is this. Whatever you do, please take this seriously. Use common sense. Wash your hands. Protect yourself. If you're not well, stay home. Do not put yourself and the general public at risk of getting sick. It's not worth it. It's not worth it at all. It's not worth it. But we have some information in, as regards to the NFL, as to what the league is planning to do as of for right now. So this was tweeted out by Judith Batista of the NFL Network. This is what she had to say just a few moments ago.
All right, there's a lot of moving parts. Let's start with the one that is most important for league business, and that is that league business is going to continue. The plan is on schedule, a league spokesman just confirmed to me. That means, don't forget, they have the final. The CBA vote is due at midnight on Saturday, so we'll get some resolution of that either very early Sunday morning or later in the day on Sunday. Then you have the franchise tag deadline coming up. Then the legal tampering period will open on time on Monday. They can start negotiating with free agents. And then free agency and the league year is scheduled to open on time Wednesday afternoon. The plan is to proceed with that. It's worth noting that's all happening against the backdrop of a few hours ago, the league office sent out a memo saying all employees who are not operationally critical to the operations of the NFL are to start working at home starting tomorrow. So things are changing on the league level and certainly on the team level, too. But for now, the plan is to proceed with the schedule as it was already laid out.
So that was Judy Batista, as mentioned, from the NFL Network just moments ago, that the news that just broke that the NFL is telling employees to work from home. So as of right now, the NFL business remains on schedule and the plan is still for free agency to start next week, Wednesday afternoon. So what does that mean in terms of locally? What it means is that for locally, Tom Brady watch is still in effect. That's what it means. It means that for right now, that the watch for Tom Brady, that's still on. That is still on right now. But frankly, that even that news has taken an absolute back burner. We have spent 2.5 months talking about this. We have a bigger situation on our hands. And I'll tell you this. With the news that the NHL season has been suspended indefinitely, this is the right move. I had a feeling that this was going to happen. We have a phone call coming in. Heard to the Sugar Right Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO, here in Medford. Mike, what's going on, brother?
Hey, what's up, man?
Nothing much. Just broke the news live on the air, literally as it happened, as I got confirmation that the NHL season has been suspended indefinitely, as well as Major League Baseball scheduled to announce that it will suspend its operations indefinitely as well. What are your early thoughts on it, especially as it pertains to the Boston Bruins?
I'm not shocked about it. I mean, after the Celtics, you kind of knew it was going to happen because right after the Celtics announced, Major League Soccer announced, and like you said, you know, the NHL put out today, because I put on my live earlier, that they're looking to suspend it for 2 to 3 weeks, and then they're going to reevaluate it. I also heard that, you know, for baseball, that preseason has been canceled, and they're going to suspend opening days. But as a Bruins fan or anything else, I'm not shocked about it. But
neither am I, yeah.
But you got to look, you know, not only is it, you know, some people say, well, it's just sports. Like I said before, it's not only sports. Look at the people that work in the garden. This is going to affect
myself, included. Yeah.
Exactly. You know, there's the thing is, I mean, you guys got the bull gang, you know, all your rushes, your concessions, everything. These guys, this is your living, you know, and to say that, you know, well, we're closing down and, you know, I don't know what you're going to do, but I mean, that's, it's a game, it's one thing, but, you know, it's really affecting people's lives in general, you know?
Yeah.
Definitely not shocked about it, but, you know, what are we going to do, you know?
Exactly. And I want to bring up this point with you in the air for the listeners as well as for you as well. So, for those that missed earlier, and I talked about the moment that this became absolutely surreal, I was on the tee last night on the phone, actually, and I was getting notifications like crazy that the news of Rudy Gobert testing positive for the coronavirus, it was just like, wow. Before, and I'll be the first to admit in complete transparency that I was like, you know what? And I would hear the concern of my mom's voice, you know, listen, like, you know, you need to like go buy yourself some Purell. Blah, 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 blah. And I'm like, okay. I'll do it. But 9:30 last night, I'm at Haymarket, just a stop away from the Garden, when the news broke. And when I got to the Garden, people were absolutely in a state of unaware. They had no idea. So
yeah, I mean, I saw the video. And it was just like in shock of, you know, do we put the floor down. What are we doing? You know?
Right. And here's the part that this is also a little insight as to like some of the events that took place last night. So what ended up happening was that work still went on as scheduled, but I was telling my colleague and as well as my supervisor that listen, you can continue to downplay it, but at this point, if this doesn't wake you up, I don't know what will. And don't be shocked if the NHL followed suit. And especially as it pertains to the Boston Bruins, obviously, of course. So now here we are, as the news broke, for those that just tuned in live, the NHL has announced its indefinite suspension of its season. And Mike, you mentioned something on social media. I didn't really get the chance to read it fully. What was it that you were saying about what the NHL is planning to do moving forward?
Moving forward, right now, from the NHL Network, they're saying that the plan is for a 2 to 3 week hiatus.
Wow.
And then at that point, they're going to reevaluate it. But like was brought up also, you know, that there is, all right, so you let's say, you know, who makes the decision or what's the criteria of, okay, we can bring these sports back.
Great point, yeah.
You know, so there's that. And then you also have, you know, if the season, now what's your playoff picture going to look like? Are we going to do the whole playoff? And then if, you know, we keep going further, and the NHL Network brought it up, they even said, this looks like this could go into July, and the NHL isn't ruling that out.
Yeah,
I mean, imagine watching hockey in July.
It's
you know,
not
you're watching a baseball game, you know, and then you're watching like the middle of the playoffs.
Here's the thing that's fascinating about this. Now, earlier this hour, I went off of two major examples of hockey being played in the summer season, where this is not unprecedented. It's only happened twice in the history of the National Hockey League. The first time was 1995. The Stanley Cup Finals was the latest game for that series. It was a four-game sweep by the New Jersey Devils over the Detroit Red Wings, was June 24th, 1995. And the second time that happened in NHL history was, as you and I remember very well, it was 7 years ago, 2013, Stanley Cup Finals between the Blackhawks and the Boston Bruins. And I also have to mention this very important point here. Those two instances, ladies and gentlemen, was due to work stoppage by the National Hockey League, not due to a pandemic. But there is one instance in NHL history, and I did some research on this, and it blew my mind. The 1919 Stanley Cup Finals between the Seattle Metropolitans and the Montreal Canadiens was wiped out due to the Spanish flu.
Oh.
So there was no Stanley Cup champion in 1919. So there's only one other instance in NHL history where the season or the playoffs has come to a complete screeching halt due to a pandemic. So this is
unprecedented.
This is really unprecedented, where this is something in which that I even right now, as a broadcaster and as a radio host, I'm at a loss of words, both as an employee of the Garden and the Bruins, and as well as a fan. Like, we've never seen anything like this. What are your thoughts?
I'm with you. I'm in utter shock, just because, like, same as you. I mean, I'm a season ticket holder. I'm there as a fan, but I also work with the Bruins Foundation. So, when I saw, like, same as you, when I got the text and everything last night about the NBA, that's when it clicked into me, and I said, you know, it's a big deal. I get it, but now I can see everybody following suit, and that's what everybody's doing today.
Yeah.
NHL, NBA, I just look at the thing now, Major League Soccer is suspended for 30 days.
Yes.
And Hockey East has been canceled.
Yeah, wow.
You know, so, I mean, everything's getting really on the lockdown. I'm in shock. I mean, literally, it's like, you know, one of the things, too, I was reading, too, they said, let's say if they stop the season right now.
Yeah.
If, you know, what do we do? And I guess the ruling is if they stopped it right now and put on that whoever wins the Stanley Cup has the most points. Now, that's us right now. That's the Bruins.
Yes.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
But I would hate that.
Yeah, I really would. I really would. 100%. I'm with you.
That's like, you know, that's like a default championship. I can't do
it. It's not earned. It's not earned.
It's not earned. Yeah. You know, I mean, we earned it maybe to the point, but it's you'll always have that asterisk next to the thing, you know?
Yeah.
You'll always have 2019-2020 Stanley Cup champions, the Boston Bruins, asterisk.
Yeah. The thought and the idea itself is not sitting well with me. And here's the part that by the way, we just have news that just came into the studio. Joel Sherman of MLB Network and as well as the New York Post, he's tweeted out that in 1 hour there will be a conference call with Commissioner Robert Manfred and the 30 Major League Baseball owners. Major League Baseball will make an official announcement afterwards in terms of the indefinite suspension of its operations due to the coronavirus concerns. So, in continuation on with the conversation that we're having, I gotta ask you, at this point, if you are the National Hockey League, now this is not only just the Boston Bruins issue. This is league-wide. This is a league issue. Now, in terms of the National Hockey League, because with this news being as fresh as it is, there's no way of actually knowing as to what are they going to do moving forward, what is the next steps going to be. I got to ask you, how do you see the league handling this moving forward in terms of schedule adjustment? Because last time I checked, the Bruins had 12 games remaining in the season.
Correct, yeah. You know, going forward, I would hope that not on a sports level, but on a human level,
right?
That we start hearing that, you know, there's, you know, less cases and you know, things are being contained, and you know, we can start to move back and, you know, move back to somewhat of a normal, you know, still, hey, wash your hands. Hey, that's just,
oh, absolutely, absolutely.
Go back to somewhat of a normal life, and hopefully that sets in motion that the other things can return. Stores can open again. Sports can start. I was just looking at, I just got an email as I was talking to you. One of my favorite stores that I go to, which is Micro Center, which is an electronics store.
Yeah.
They said due to the virus and the state of emergency, they've closed.
Wow.
You know? So there's a store that's closed, you know, don't know when they're going to be opening up again. So I guess going forward, all sports, we just have to see what happens in the country. You know, I think they'll take their cue from that, you know. But, you know, yet again, I'm hoping that maybe the Bruins go with that 2 to 3 week and say after 3 weeks, okay, we've reevaluated, it's good, let's go. Because, like I said, there's, you know, you that works at the Garden.
Right.
There's the players themselves.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, don't forget, their contract states that they get paid, but they have to play to get paid. You know, I was on the thing earlier with the Bruins.
Yeah.
And I read one of the articles, and they said during the lockout before, they only got a third of what their contract agreed to them because it was a lockout thing.
Wow.
So this isn't the league. Yes, the league is stopping it, but
yeah.
It's the league, you know, this isn't a contract issue. So, you know, it's affecting people's, you know, whole careers. I mean,
and their livelihoods as well. Yeah.
Look at these guys who are, you know, hot. I mean, look at Pasternak and stuff like that there. He's hot, you know.
Yeah.
Knock on wood. I hope when they come back, he's still got, you know, he's still going, but,
yeah,
you know, what are they going to do? I mean, the Garden's closed. Can't even practice.
And then on top of that, I have no idea as to what's going to happen now in terms of operations and so forth, at least for the foreseeable future. I mean, I'm not going to waste time to like speculate because this news is so raw and fresh, and I'm getting texts from my higher ups at the Garden and whatnot. as well, and not to put out any information that is like
exactly.
So as of right,
you're right. It is raw that everybody's reading it or everybody's hearing the news, and now it's it's making people aware now too. Though I mean, that is one side of it that. You know, maybe things can improve to a point because people are making, more aware and stuff.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, I went out today and had to do an errand, and I had to swing by the courthouse for something, and I turned around and went, I'm taking a mask with me. I don't take a chance.
I really think we're heading towards that point. And what's terrifying about the situation, and it is for the listeners, for those that are outside of New England that are listening, that what's terrifying is that the situation, this is now beyond sports, but the situation in Boston and greater Boston is that the amount of cases that are in the city alone, about, you could say like 80 to 85% of it is from that meeting that took place at the Long Wharf by the harbor. So they came out and announced that they closed down that hotel entirely altogether. So
exactly. We're
talking about, again, like this isn't just sports. We're talking about lives here. We're talking about people's livelihood here and their well-being.
Yeah, I was reading, was it yesterday or the day before, that E3, the big electronics show, which is massive.
Yes.
That's not happening.
Wow.
You know, I was able to, me and Luciano, we were able 2 weekends ago to go with our buddies to go over to PAX East at the convention center.
Wow.
And I think that was the last gathering in Boston, because there was like 10,000 people, because it's the gaming
Come
show.
Come to think of it, it was.
You know, and right after that, they started shutting all these conventions down. And a matter of fact, when we were at PAX East, one of the biggest names that's there every year, Sony, they always take up like, a good chunk of the convention center. They backed out. And even other gaming companies were backing out at the last minute because they didn't want to travel because they were coming from China.
Yeah.
But right then and there, I mean, you're at a convention with 10,000 people. I mean, knock on wood, I mean, the convention center, I'll give them credit, they had someone, every time you saw it went up the escalator, they were cleaning it, so there was like hundreds of sanitation stations.
For sure.
But I think, like you said, that's the last convention or last gathering.
Non-sports-wise.
In the country.
Non-sports-wise, because remember, and what made this like really hit home for me was that, number one, remember the Jazz were just here just last week, Friday. And Rudy, and there was footage of Rudy Gobert coughing into his hand, dribbling the basketballs.
I saw that just a little while ago.
Yeah. So to me, it really was like, oh my God, this is something else. But also, just quickly, I just want to get the statement in from Commissioner Gary Bettman that's been released. Just several minutes ago, he has stated that, quote, in light of ongoing developments resulting from the coronavirus, and after consulting with medical experts and convening a conference call of the Board of Governors, the National Hockey League is announcing today that it will pause the 2019-2020 season beginning with tonight's games. The NHL has been attempting to follow the mandates of health experts and local authorities while preparing for any possible developments without taking premature and unnecessary measures. However, following last night's news that an NBA player has tested positive for coronavirus, and given that our league shares so many facilities and the locker rooms, including the Garden, it now seems likely that some members of the NHL community will test positive at some point. It is no longer appropriate to try to continue to play games at this time. We will continue to monitor all appropriate medical advice, and we will encourage our players and other members of the NHL community to take all reasonable precautions, including by self-quarantine, where appropriate. Our goal is to resume play as soon as it is appropriate and prudent, so we will be able to complete the season and award the Stanley Cup. Until then, we thank NHL fans for your patience and hope you stay healthy. That was a statement released by Commissioner Gary Bettman in regards to the NHL indefinitely suspending the 2019-2020 season. So with that being said, I want to say thank you for calling in, Mike. Much appreciated.
Anytime, brother.
We'll definitely talk furthermore off the airwaves and whatnot.
Yeah, give me a call. We'll get together.
Absolutely, you got it. That was Mike in Medford, also Bruins Cowboy, that called into the Sugar Ray Show on 91.5 FM, WMFO in Medford. Coming up next, we have Fast and Loose coming up just shortly. But before we log off the air, again, we reiterate the major news that broke within the last 30 minutes that the NHL has indefinitely suspended its season. So that right now is official, just statement that has been released from Commissioner Gary Bettman. Baseball has indefinitely suspended operations as well. An announcement will be coming less than an hour from now. So keep in tune in terms of whatever media outlet you use to get the news and so forth as well. And thank you to all of those who tuned in today. It's been my pleasure. It's been a very challenging 2 hours, to say the least, considering the circumstances. But in the world of radio and media and broadcast media, this is part of the business. So I appreciate all of you who have tuned in wherever you are. I'll be back on the airwaves on Saturday at the regular scheduled time, 5 p.m. to 6 p.m. right here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford. So enjoy the rest of your day. Thanks to all of you who tuned in. Much appreciated. I'll talk to you guys on Saturday. Keep it locked in here on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. That was the entire 2 hour broadcast that originally aired on March 12, 2020, as you heard the live news that was unfolding at that time on that day. It was quite the surreal experience, to say the least. And one of the things that I'll always remember is like when the NHL announced that it was going to be suspending its season indefinitely, plus Major League Baseball suspending operations indefinitely as well. It was one of the more surreal moments that I've ever had, really, as a broadcaster. And something that it still sticks with me to this day, as I was on the air as everything was unfolding, both in terms of the sports world and as the world that we knew it. And it's crazy how much has changed over the course of a year. And I can't help but to think about how much the world has changed and how much we as a society has changed as well. March 12, 2021. Here we are a year later. And it's amazing to think that although we have made progress, yet we still have a long ways to go. The difference between a year ago and now is that we have the vaccine. If you were to tell me that a year later from the original day that this was declared a pandemic, that a year later that we would finally have the vaccine and that we are slowly but surely reaching herd immunity, as according to the White House and the CDC, they're saying that we're at about 40% right now, last I checked, which is astounding considering that the first vaccine came out in December, and here we are in March. I think that considering that all that we have gone through and everything that we have had to endure over the course of the year and has not been easy at all, I think there's something to be said about the resolve as people, by and large part. There's something to be said about the strength and the fortitude, especially the frontline workers. Because I want to spend the next few minutes just discussing just how much I really genuinely appreciate the work that the frontline workers have put in during this pandemic so far up until this point. It was scary, quite terrifying to think that a lot of frontline workers were going into the workplace every single day and putting their lives at risk I have seen the stories. You have seen the stories. I've seen the videos. We've all seen the videos of doctors, nurses, nurse practitioners, and police officers, firefighters even, of them going to work every day, putting their lives and their safety at risk because they still had a job to do. And for that, I want to say thank you, because at that time, it was not easy. It's not easy now, but especially at the beginning of the pandemic where there was so much unknown. And let us all remember this. What we know now, currently on this day, we did not know a year ago on this day. I think it's important that we keep that perspective, because perspective is everything. It is absolutely everything. What we know now in terms of COVID, in terms of what it does or what happens to you and so forth, we didn't know a year ago. So there was legitimate fear and concern as to how are we going to deal with this? What is this disease? And I remember just hearing that it impacts your ability to breathe. And it was just like, wow. Oh, my God. Like, this is something that I absolutely just am terrified just to even, like, get, God forbid. And sadly, there are people who I know who lost loved ones to COVID. And here we are a year later. It's astounding to think that we are, as a people, we are all still in this pandemic, but there is light at the end of the tunnel. And I'm here to shed light and hope, not despair, because we've had enough of that over the course of the past year. And the one thing I will say as we end the near of this program, this 2-hour program, and that is, we still have a ways to go. We still have a lot to do, but we are getting closer to the end. We're getting closer to the end of that tunnel. It has been long. It has been hard. It has been dark at times. But if we continue to do the things that we need to do, taking care of our loved ones, doing what we can to stay healthy, we will be okay. We didn't know it back then when the world was shut down. Couldn't travel, couldn't go anywhere, couldn't do this, couldn't do that. We are going to be okay. And even now, with things getting better by the day and by the week, things are getting better. And most importantly, it's imperative that you and I continue to maintain that level of hope and love and a prayer for greater days ahead. That is the power of hope, and it will take you very far in life. So 1 year later, the world may have changed forever. It may not ever go back to the way things once were before the pandemic. But what we can do is take those lessons that we've learned over the course of the year and use it to become better people, to be a better society. And more importantly, to use those lessons to pass along to the future generation that is yet to come. That's going to wrap it up for this edition of the Shukri Wright Show on 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, reflecting and discussing and looking back on that epic broadcast of the Shukri Wright Show from March 12, 2020, the pandemic a year ago as it was unfolding, and here we are 1 year later. This is Shukri Wright. I'll talk to you again soon. Thank you for listening. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO in Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio.
postcard.